here we are in the Bumstead kitchen. It looks as if Blondie and Dagwood have a taste for the great outdoors. Well, at least that's my guess, with a picnic basket and all the picnic preparations out on the table. And Baby Dumpling looks a little wistful as he watches on.
We're going hunting, aren't we, Mommy?
No, Baby Dumpling, just on a little picnic.
Maybe you're going on a picnic, but I'm going hunting. And Daddy's going fishing.
It ought to be quite a day, if we ever get started.
Can I take my water pistol, Mommy?
You better not.
I think I'd better, Mommy. We might meet a moose.
We aren't very likely to meet a moose on a picnic.
We might. Daddy met one in a store last week.
I know, but that was just a moose head on the wall.
Daddy told Mr. Fuddle he hit it in the first shot.
Yes, and everything else in the store with the second shot. I had quite a time, but it turned out all right.
It turned out good. The man gave Daddy my water pistol.
I'm not sure that was such a good thing.
Can I have my water pistol back now, Mommy?
No.
Why, Mommy?
You know very well why. Because you were naughty. Poor little Alvin Fuddle. In his best suit, too.
Alvin didn't like that suit anyway.
His mother did. You shouldn't have filled your pistol from a mud puddle.
Well, I had to work fast. I was a hunter, and he was a moose, and he almost got away.
A moose? Alvin does look a little like a moose.
Well, they're training his ears back now, though. His mother ties them at night.
Well, I wish I could tie your father at night. I don't know any other way to keep him from eating us out of house and home. Just look at this.
Cheese.
What's left of the cheese? And look at this ham.
Maybe it was Daisy ate the ham. Dogs love ham.
If it was, Daisy certainly sliced it neatly. Oh, my cold chicken! Both drumsticks gone! Baby, where is your father?
Out in the garage, working on his invention.
Invention? What invention?
It's a secret, but it's a fish invention.
Well, you run out and tell him.
Hey, Blondie!
Never mind. Here he comes.
I've got it, Blondie! It's finished! Look it!
Why, what on earth is that, Dagwood? It looks like some kind of a bug.
That's just what the fish will think. Oh boy, but this is only part of it. Hey, baby, run out in the garage and bring Daddy that little tin can on the windowsill.
Okay, Daddy.
Now look, Blondie. See these little feathers on this thing? Know what they are?
Yes, they're all that's left of the bird of paradise my mother gave me. How did you find that?
Don't worry about that. If this thing works, we'll be rich. I'll buy you a bird of paradise farm.
You better buy some more food for lunch first. You've eaten all we had.
We won't need it. I'll catch plenty of fish with this and we'll broil them.
If it works.
It's got to work. Listen, you know there are two kinds of fishermen, don't you?
You mean the ones that catch fish and the ones who don't?
Yes, or no. I mean there's the bent pin or the fishing hole kind. They use worms for bait. Then there's the dry fly fishermen.
Don't tell me they use flies. Why, they couldn't get them on a hook.
They aren't real flies. They're made of feathers like this. Fly fishing is more sporting because more fish get away.
Oh, well, what kind are you gonna be, Dagwood?
Both. I'm going to use a feathered worm. I figure if a man can catch two fish with a fly while another man is catching three fish with worms, why not use both and catch five fish? See?
No.
Well, look at this invention of mine. The feathers are mounted on a little piece of leather, see? That's the saddle for the worm.
Are you gonna buckle a worm into that thing?
Sure. Now you're catching on. It doesn't hurt the worm a bit, so he'll last longer. See? The worm has lots of room to wiggle. He can kind of beckon to the fish.
Oh, Dagwood.
Cute, hey? And then when there's no fish around, the worm can kind of lean back in the saddle and rest.
Dagwood.
All right, go ahead and laugh. They laughed at Fulton, too, when he invented the tea kettle.
I can't help laughing at the idea of a feathered worm. Oh, where are you going to get the worms?
I've got two already. I probably won't need the spare.
But don't the fish bite the worms, Dagwood?
Well, if the worm's got sense, he'll dodge. Then the fish bites the candy instead.
Candy?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Sure, my invention doesn't use any hook, just some butterscotch. The fish bites into that and can't open his jaws again, and you've got him.
Well, I still think you ought to have more than two worms, in case of an accident.
Oh, I thought of that, too. I can get worms anywhere at short notice. That's where my other invention comes in. See this?
It looks like my old toasting fork.
Well, it was, but now it's an electric worm digger.
Now, Dagwood, what on earth is an electric worm digger?
This is. I saw one in a store last week, so I came home and made this. See, you stick the fork down into the ground, and then you plug this into a socket, and the electricity runs down these wires and heats up the fork. That makes the worms nervous, so they come up out of the ground and you just pick them up. Simple, eh?
Yes, but there's just one thing, Dagwood.
Anything you don't understand, just ask me, Blondie. I've thought this all out.
Well, where are you going to get the electricity from out there in the woods?
Why, you just... Huh?
Daddy, here's the little tin can. It's got two worms in it.
Yeah, well, I think we'd better dig some more, baby, before we leave. Hey, baby, what's that you got there?
That's my fishing pole, Daddy.
It's a top joint to my fishing rod. I wondered where that went to. You can't have that, baby.
I wanted to fish like you.
Well, that's all right. I'll let you hold my fishing. But you mustn't touch Daddy's things. Always remember not to take anything unless it's all yours or you ask for it.
Very good advice, Dagwood. Who ate this cake?
Cake?
Yes. There was a whole new cake on this plate last night. Now there's nothing but a few crumbs.
Well, I had one piece.
One?
Well, just at first I had one. I mean, it was very good.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't seem to tell if it was chocolate or more on the ginger side, so I had to try another piece. The first one was more like chocolate, but the next one was pretty gingery, so I took that third one to make sure.
That should leave one piece, even the way you cut the cake.
Oh, well, I didn't see much use in leaving just one piece.
Never take anything unless it's all yours or you ask for it. Dagwood, what are Baby Dumpling and I gonna do for cake on this picnic?
Well, gosh, I'm sorry.
I don't think it's a very good example for Baby Dumpling.
Aw, don't rub it in, Blondie. I'll buy a cake.
You won't have to, darling. I have another.
What?
You don't think I'd bake just one and leave it in plain sight, do you? The day before a picnic? I guess not.
Baby Dumpling, your mother is a smart woman. Where is that other one, Blondie?
Couldn't you find it?
No, of course I didn't look very hard.
It wouldn't have done any good. I still have one place to hide things that you haven't discovered. Thank heaven. Now don't just stand there licking your chops. I'm not going to take that cake out while you're watching. Go get those worms. My goodness, we'll never get started on this picnic.
Here we are. Boy, what a spot. Look at it, Blondie.
I have looked at it. Are you sure we ought to have our picnic here, Dagwood?
What's wrong with it? Nice grass, trees, and a pond or of water full of fish.
It's gonna rain, though.
Oh, no, baby. Those clouds are too far away.
How do you know there's fish in that pond?
Well, I bet there's a fish under every one of those lily pads. I can't wait to get my feathered worm in the water and try it out.
Well, if you think it's all right.
Gee whiz, Blondie. We passed a dozen other places and you didn't like any of them.
Well, I didn't like that lovely swamp you wanted to fish in, if that's what you mean. And I wasn't crazy about having lunch in that other place where the hornets were.
And one place Daddy was afraid of the bull.
I was not. But the sign said, beware of ugly bull.
I don't think any bull is very good looking.
I meant a mean-tempered bull. Hey, baby, hold this worm for Daddy while I put the saddle on it.
Well, I'll spread the lunch right here near the water. There are ants up above there.
Well, I'm glad we found this place. It's the best we've come to.
It's gonna rain, though.
No, baby. Now, don't spoil a picnic.
This place is almost too good to be true. Everything is so neat. And I'm sure that the sign down the road meant something.
Maybe it did once, but if they want anybody to read it, they ought to keep it painted. Look, here goes my invention in the water. Oh, boy!
Let me hold the pole, Daddy. You said I could. Please, let me hold the pole. Come on, please.
Gosh, baby, can't you wait a minute? I've hardly got my line wet.
Let Daddy fish a minute, baby.
All right, Daddy.
Yeah, I'll probably get a bite right away. I'm going to throw it over near that big water lily.
That's the biggest lily I ever saw. And such a lovely color.
Lots of flowers around. You go pick Mommy some flowers, baby.
All right, Daddy.
Don't step backward without looking, Dagwood. The cake's right behind you.
Shh! I think there's a fish looking at my feathered worm.
He probably thinks he's seeing things.
He'll go for it in a minute.
Now, what makes this cake so high in the middle? Why, Dagwood, look.
What? I can't. I'm fishing.
There's something in this cake. Between the layers, it makes a big lump.
Well, lift the layer and look.
Well, then. Oh.
What is it?
Baby Dumpling's water pistol. He hid it in the cake. It's got chocolate all over it.
I'll lick it off for you.
Now listen to me, Baby Dumpling. Baby, where are you?
Picking flowers, Mommy.
Baby, come in out of that pond.
Yes, baby. If you muddy the water, the fish can't see the bait.
Oh, he's got his shoes and stockings on. Baby, come here.
Look at Mommy. I picked a big flower for you.
He picked that big water lily.
Here, Mommy. It's a pretty purple one. Put it in your hair, Mommy.
Oh, baby, look at your shoes and stockings, soaking wet.
Well, I don't mind, Mommy. It's going to rain anyway, and I got you the flower.
Well, thank you very much. I suppose I can't scold you for picking me a flower, but ask Daddy to take off your shoes right away.
Oh, gosh, Blondie, I'm trying to fish.
Well, I'm trying to get this lunch spread out, and I can't get my hands all muddy. If you want any lunch...
Well, sure, I could eat a bite any time. There's fish don't seem to be hungry. Here, Baby Dumpling, I'll let you hold this fishing rod. Now sit down here and hold it while I pull off your wet things.
How do I know if a fish bites, Daddy?
If you think one is biting, ask me. Give me your foot now.
My, this water lily is lovely. I never saw one like this. It looks Chinese or something.
Hold the pole still, baby. Don't make the fish chase the bait all around like that.
I'm not moving it, Daddy. It's moving itself.
Oh, well, then I guess... What? Why, maybe... Say, I think you've got a bite. Here, give the pole back to Daddy.
I want to catch him. I want to catch him.
No, you let him get away. Let me take it. Gosh, this is a big one, I bet. Boy, look at him splash. Stand back, everybody. Give me room to play him.
Don't step back, Dagwood. The cake. Oh, you're on it.
I'm getting him. Here he comes. Boy, he's fighting mad.
I see him, Daddy. Pull him in.
I am. Look out now. Oops. There he is. Look, Blondie.
My goodness, what a pretty fish.
He's a big one, too.
How big is he, Dagwood?
I bet he's, well, pretty near 4 inches long, at least.
Throw him back before he dies, Dagwood.
What? Why, I just caught him.
But he's so pretty. Oh, the poor thing.
I want to keep him, Daddy. I want him for a pet.
Now, baby, where would we keep him?
In the bathtub. I could play with him when I took a bath.
No, baby. He'd get soap in his eyes. Look. I'll drop him in my creel and put nice wet leaves on him. Boy, he's a beauty.
I never saw a fish like that in my life. Why, he's got an extra tail.
Yeah, but that purple stripe with the silver spots is kind of what gets me. Say, maybe I've discovered a new kind of fish. Maybe they'll name it after me.
I think we ought to let it go.
Aw, no, Blondie. Not unless I catch a bigger one. Hey, that's an idea. I'll try to catch another one. Where's my spare worm? This one looks kind of tired.
It's up in the car, dear.
Boy, what a day. My invention's working. I caught a new kind of fish.
I've got a good mind to let this poor fish go.
Look, Mama, there's a man coming. And I know it's going to rain.
I suppose Dagwood would be furious if I let this get away, but...
Mama, look, there's a man coming. And he looks cross.
What? Oh, my, he does look cross. I wonder what's wrong.
Look, he's talking to Daddy.
Blondie!
Oh, dear. Trouble.
A man is waving his arms.
Blondie!
It's raining, Mommy. I knew it would.
Hush, baby. What's wrong, Dagwood?
Why, this man says that Oh, gosh.
No profanity, please. It's enough to find you trespassing without adding insult to injury that it is.
He talks funny, Mama.
Quiet, baby.
I don't know what the master will say to that. You can't stand the sight of a baby, you can't.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm sure no one wants him to look at Baby Dumpling. You can tell him for me, whoever he is, that he's an old...
Shh. Blondie, we're in bad enough. Why, we're on somebody's private grounds, and it's against the law.
Well, we can go.
No, you can't. Not till I see if any harm's been done.
We haven't done anything. We're just having a picnic.
A picnic, eh? A picnic in Mr. Prattberry's private park? Huh? What's that in your hand, lad?
Just a worm. A spare worm.
A worm? Blimey, you haven't been feeding these air fish worms, have you?
Well, no. Oh, no. I didn't feed them.
They have special food, you know. Worms wouldn't do at all.
I didn't give them any worms. I was just using the worm for bait.
Bait? Don't tell me you're fishing here. You can't fish here.
Oh, is that so? Well, I did catch...
Well, you caught one of Mr. Prattberry's imported Japanese dancing fish. That's impossible.
It is not. If you don't believe me, look in that creel.
Oh, I can't look. You might as well have destroyed the rare Lorius aquatorarium.
Goodness, what's that?
Thunder. I'm getting wet, Mommy.
No, I mean that long name.
That, Mom, is a flower. A rare flower. If you look where I'm pointing, you're...
What's the matter?
Gone. It's gone.
Do you mean this water lily?
It is picked from its stem. Ruined. Do you know what you've done, Mom?
She didn't pick it. It was me.
Bad grammar, too.
You leave his grammar out of this. Suppose we did pick one of Mr. What's-his-name's flowers. We'll tell him we're sorry.
Sorry? Do you realize, young feller? Me lad, that's a rare and glorious aquatorarium. It comes from the interior of Tibet. Takes 5 years and hundreds of dollars to bring it to bloom. That it blooms but once before it dies forever. And the owner hasn't even seen this one bloom himself as yet.
Gosh, I'm sorry, but why didn't he come see it if it's so rare and all?
Mr. Prattberry's afflicted with a gout, which prevents him from moving about, and it does nothing for his temper.
Mama, I'm all wet.
Shh, baby, don't use slang.
Oh, dear, he is all wet. So am I. I've been so excited I didn't notice the rain.
Rain or no rain, I must ask you all to come with me.
Well, where are we going?
Mr. Prattberry wished to pass on your grave misconduct himself. Mr. Prattberry is the magistrate in these parts, and therefore can impose a sentence or a fine he sees fit.
Oh, gosh. Kind of a judge.
And I'm a special officer, so don't try any antics, lad.
We won't run away, if that's what you mean. I'll only be too glad to get inside a house out of this rain.
Indeed. If I was in your boots, I'd walk through the hardest rain that ever fell before I'd face Mr. Prattberry after destroying his flower and catching his fish. However, it's all a matter of taste, I suppose.
We can take the car.
Over these lawns? Oh, no, hardly. We'll jolly well walk.
Oh, all right. I'll walk, but I won't be so jolly.
How far is the house? I don't even see it.
1 mile and 1/4, Mom, as a crow flies, however.
I know. We're no crows. Well, let's go.
I'll pick the flower and the creel with the fish in it. Poor thing. This'll be evidence.
I'll take what's left of the lunch.
You'll walk ahead of me, and no tricks, or you'll be in more trouble.
More trouble? Gosh, the way I get it, we're under arrest on 3 charges. You know, we've got to walk 1.5 miles through a thunderstorm to meet a guy with a gal who's going to bring the complaints against us and then try the case himself. The lunch is spoiled, and my feet hurt, and now I've caught a cold. If you can tell me how I can be in any more trouble, I certainly don't want to hear about it. I wonder what's keeping that feller so long.
He's probably changing to dry clothes before he goes to see old Mr. Prattberry. He's as wet as we are.
He's wetter, Mama.
Why?
Well, Daddy was carrying me, and the top of his hat was full of water, and I still had my water pistol.
Oh, BB Dumpling, I'm too tired to scold you.
It's all my fault. I'm sorry.
We're all in it together, Dagwood. I do wish we could have waited in a warmer room, though. This is a big, cold house, and this hall is the draftiest place. Keep that blanket around you, Baby Dumpling.
I should have read that sign on the road like you said, Blondie. And I shouldn't have told Baby to pick flowers. And I shouldn't have caught that fish.
You shouldn't have caught that cold, either. But you did.
I'll see the man alone. No use of you and Baby hearing him bawl me out.
You just apologize nicely, Dagwood. And if he acts mean, just be dignified.
Fine. Oh, sure I will. Well.
Here comes the man to take you to Mr. Prattworthy.
This way, young man.
Sure. Okay. I won't be long, Blondie. I hope.
I say, can't you stop that silly noise?
It's my shoes. They're soaking wet.
The person, sir?
Well, young man, Beefum here tells me you are not only a trespasser, but worse. How much worse, I'm still waiting to hear. Hard but fair, that's my motto. Let the accused hear the charges against him. Proceed, Beefum.
Well, sir, I found this person with 2 other persons on the edge of the lily pool, sir.
Eh? Where the whatchamacallem blooms?
The Rarolorius aquatorarium. Yes, sir.
Go on.
I charged them with trespassing at once, sir. Then to my order, I learned that wasn't all.
No. Well, speak up. Speak up. What more?
This person confessed. Boasted, in fact, they caught one of the imported Japanese dancing fish, and that he did.
Oh, he did. Boasted of it, eh? Well, have you the carpus delicti?
No, sir, but here's the fish, right in the creel. Sir, oh.
What now, Beefum?
He's gone, sir. The blinking creel is empty.
Then we can't convict. No evidence. I'm a fair man, even if it was my own fish.
Well, I can be as fair as you are. The fish was in there.
You confess?
Yes, sir. I didn't know it was your fish. I didn't know it was anybody's fish. I thought I had discovered it.
Your candor does you credit. But know where it went?
No, but I bet Blondie knows. She knows anything.
A remarkable person. Who is Blondie?
My wife.
It was her at the Rarolorius Aquatorarium, sir.
What?
Yes, sir. Picked it, she had.
She had not. Babe, I mean, I picked it.
Picked the rarest flower known to botanists? Why, young man?
Well, it was for my wife's hair.
For your wife's hair?
I suppose you caught the fish for your wife's hair, too.
That will do, Beefum. Bring Mrs.
Mumstead.
Mrs. Bumstead in.
Gosh, you didn't laugh at my name. Everybody does.
I seldom laugh at anything. Too seldom, perhaps. Certainly I would not be guilty of insulting a man under my roof. Not even a prisoner charged with picking a flower for his wife's hair. Ah, Mrs. Bumstead, come in. A chair for Mrs. Bumstead, Beefum, and place it near the fire.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you. But I can't leave Baby Dumpling out there in the cold hall.
A baby? What's this, Beefum?
I tried to keep her from you, sir.
Where's your common sense, man? Bring the child in near the fire.
But you... a baby? Very well, sir.
Now then, Mrs. Bumstead, do you know what became of a very valuable oriental fish that your husband caught?
I let it go again.
Let it go?
The poor thing was so pretty, I couldn't see it die like that.
It'll probably die in any case. The hook.
Oh, there wasn't any hook. My husband invented a something that catches them without a hook. It uses both a fly and a worm.
Hey, what's this? An invention that...
I know it sounds silly.
So did my invention. The one I made all my money on. The silliest little thing in the world. But it made millions. Don't let anyone laugh you out of your inventing, young man. Put that flower back in your hair, Mrs. Bumstead.
I'm sorry that Baby picked it.
Baby picked it, eh? I see. Your husband took the blame. Did you think I'd be hard on a child, Bumstead?
Your man said you didn't like children.
I never see them. I think I'll tell you why. Come over here. You see this little tintype? It was taken when I was poor in money, but very rich in other things. I wouldn't part with it for the finest paintings in the world. Look at it.
Oh, how pretty she is. And the baby. Yours?
They were both mine, long ago. I haven't wanted to see other children because I thought it would be easier to forget. It hasn't been. Ah, here he is.
This is Baby Dumpling. Say how do you do, dear.
Hello.
I think I've been missing a lot. In fact, I've been an old fool. Come here, young man.
Sure. Are those real whiskers?
Baby Dumpling.
Pull him and see.
Okay. Yep. And they're long, too.
Too long, do you think?
No, I like them. Want to see my water pistol?
Baby?
Oh, it's empty.
Too bad. Beefum?
Yes, sir?
Basin of water, please.
What?
A large basin of water. Ammunition, you know. Hurry.
Aye. Yes, sir. At once, sir.
Dagwood, Baby's hands are all covered in chocolate frosting from that cake.
Gosh, it's in his beard, too.
Could I wash Baby's hands somewhere? They're so dirty. You see, we had a picnic and...
Picnic? Of course. That's why you came to my place. Well, we must have a picnic.
The water, sir. And if I may say so, the young gentleman in your lap is a rather accurate shot with a water pistol.
Good. See if you can hit that bear rug over there, Baby Dumpling. Now, Beefum.
Sir?
Fetch a tablecloth.
A tablecloth, sir?
Yes, yes, yes. For the picnic. Since it's raining outside, spread it on the floor.
On the floor, sir? Yes, sir. Blimey.
Come on, Dagwood. Let's get the food that's left. It's out there in the hall.
Well, sure, honey. Gosh.
Shut the door. Oh, Dagwood, that poor old man.
Poor? Why, look at this house he lives in.
You know what I mean. Oh, Dagwood, I'm never going to scold Baby again when his hands are dirty. Or anything.
Say he liked my invention.
And he didn't mind my having the flower.
Well, I don't see how he'd have been able to walk down to that pool to see it anyway. He can't get out of that chair, can he?
He doesn't, anyway. Open the door, Dag. My hands are full. Dagwood!
What?
Look over my shoulder. He is out of the chair. He's on his hands and knees playing with Baby Dumpling. Look! They're making believe hunting a bear or something.
Gosh, Baby Dumpling certainly makes friends fast.
He takes after his daddy.
No, I'm the one that gets us all in a jam and... Say, where's the jar of jam we brought on the picnic? Oh, here it is.
Oh, Dagwood, we're really going to have our picnic after all.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. These ants got in this jar of jam. And the butter. Say, there's ants in everything.
Well, that proves it's a picnic. Come on.
You've been listening to Gila Valley Radio Theater's group presentation of Blondie the Trip. Tonight's presentation featured the voice talents of Sandy Levitt, Kate Curtis, and Roger Martin. Thank you for listening.